so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone.
What happened?
We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl show.
What have you done to Dean Richards' show? 720 WGN, J.C. Corcoran in for Dean. We're doing entertainment, as is always the case on Sunday mornings on WGN, but with a little bit of a football feel to it, perhaps a lot of a football feel to it. It's what's going on. It's what people are talking about, and certainly football is entertainment. It certainly is today, especially down at Soldier Field. Roy Taylor is an expert. He is an expert because I can read it right off his website, BearsHistory.com, and he joins us live from Soldier Field right now. Now, JC here, Roy there. Hey, Roy, how's things down at the ballpark this afternoon? We are not hearing Roy. Is the connection broken here? Or am I not getting the back feed, or what's the story? Because I'm not hearing Roy.
You hear me okay, JC?
There we go. And there's all Roy. Right. Hey, Roy, thank you very much for joining us here on 720 WGN. Now, I understand you stepped away from the eye of the storm because it was a little bit loud out there in the parking lot. This allegedly is a food segment. We'll talk more about that later. Tell me a little bit about BearsHistory.com. How did it start, and what made you do it in the first place?
Thank you, JC. I started BearsHistory.com as a class project 12 years ago, back when I was a young kid without kids of my own. I had more time to do this stuff. Nowadays, more often I'm posting on my blog, www.ChicagoBearsWeblog.com. And another thing that I do is go out and give presentations on Chicago Bears history at libraries and universities. And as a matter of fact, this Wednesday at 6:30, I'll be at St. Xavier University on 103rd Street on the south side. Love to see anybody come out there that wants to learn about the 93 years of Chicago Bears history.
Now, Roy, when you call yourself an expert in anything, you really open yourself up for criticism, even ridicule. I guess my question would be, what makes you an expert?
Well, I always make it very clear that I am an amateur historian. But I will tell you that if I look at my website and I look at the Chicago Bears website and I look at their history section, it's very, very clear that someone is very passionate about the subject and has done a lot more work and research than the Bears have on their own website. And I'm proud to say that.
When you put together little bits and pieces, it actually starts to maybe get into a little bit of a competition in terms of trivia. Do you find yourself that that's a major part of things that people want to get into, like the little bits and pieces, things that would probably have gone over the heads of 99% of Bear fans, but you grab onto it because that sort of stuff is gold?
Well, that's funny. A lot of I'll get emailed on my website. A lot of people will have an old family story that a relative had played for the Bears in the 1920s, 1930s. And I have to remind them I was born in 1971 and I wasn't there at that time. Actually, I've never been in a Bears trivia contest, but my hobby is to kind of read the paper and notice the little times they're off on dates, and I just say to myself in satisfaction of knowing what the real dates and times and people were.
You know, I go all the way back to the days of Jack Brickhouse and Irv Kupcinet doing the play-by-play on WGN, and even back to the days of Mac Percival, the place kicker for the Chicago Bears, who at that time was making history kicking field goals of, you know, 51, 52 yards and stuff like that. Who do you find are some of the most popular Bears players outside of the obvious ones like Ditka and Walter Payton and people like that?
I mean, your obvious would be Walter Payton, Gale Sayers, Dick Butkus, Brian Urlacher. One of my favorites to always talk about is a guy that didn't do much as a player, but he passed away the year before I was born. But Brian Pickle is my favorite story to tell. He, along with Walter Payton, passing away way too early from a disease. But Brian was a hero off the field more than on the field.
You know, I had the pleasure of seeing a speech and a presentation by Brian Piccolo at St. Lawrence High School back in the 1970s, and it was just a couple of years before he got sick and we found out how bad things were. And he was I think he was about 24, 25 years old at the time, and I tell people that story. I consider myself very privileged to have had a couple of minutes with Brian Piccolo. It was really cool.
Yes, sir. 26 when he passed away, and I've heard from a lot of people who say that tell me the same story you're telling me right now. He used to go everywhere, you know, talk, do civic engagements, and stick around and meet people, and he just loved to be around people, and I wish I had that memory. That's a great memory to have.
Yeah, good for Chicago Bear fans. All right, let's talk a little bit about the tailgating situation out there. And again, if people are just tuning in, you've stepped away from the main action because probably it would have been so noisy that we wouldn't have been able to hear you. You wouldn't be able to hear me, and I totally understand that. For people who have never been out there in the parking lot at Soldier Field for a tailgate situation, can you sort of describe things? First of all, how many people are actually tailgating, meaning they have grills and they're cooking up Polish sausage and things like that?
Yeah, let me get in a little bit to the uniqueness of Chicago Bears tailgating. Now, I went a few times with my dad. He's out there listening. Hi, Dad. He took me when I was 8 years old. And back in the day, and we're talking late 70s, you'd drive up Lakeshore Drive, and there would be one enormous parking lot surrounding Soldier Field. You'd park there, done deal. Way different now after the stadium renovation. You have an official parking pass if you win a lottery to get in the South Lot or the Waldron Deck. People like me, there's a little bit of a hassle with that because you put a bid in for a parking pass and you may get a garage pass where you can't tailgate. So everybody else is left to do the best they can and park in lots such as the 31st Street McCormick Place lot, which is where we usually park. We've also been a little inventive, and we've found a couple of lots in the loop on Wabash Avenue that are fantastic places to tailgate. But you have to know where you're going, and you have to get there early, because today the 31st Street lot was filled up for cash parking before 8 a.m. So the biggest recommendation is if you're going to go do it, be prepared, know where you're going, and get there early.
Yeah. Roy Taylor, BearsHistory.com, live from Soldier Field. All right, so you got your brats and you got your hot dogs and you got maybe some more elaborate things. What is the fanciest setup or the fanciest food you ever saw being prepared tailgate style out at Soldier Field?
Well, being in Chicago, you know, once in a while during the winter, you'll have the amazing smell of somebody cooking lobster or crab in a pot. You smell it all over the parking lot. That's wonderful. Walking in today, I kind of looked around, and you will see more of, burgers and pork hot dogs. And I'll point out that I do not claim to be one of the guys that there are guys that have, you know, they'll throw out a park for 100 people and they'll bus and they'll cook for all of them, and they're fantastic tailgaters. I do not claim to sit that crew. What I think I represent is Joe Sixpack that comes with 10 buddies and, you know, tips on where to go and how to kick it up a notch from there. But today I saw mainly burgers and such. 10 years ago, the big thing was turkey fryers. But in the comments of the Chicago Bears in the city, they banned those because of such incidents. One time seeing a bunch of guys light a fryer with the lid on, walk away, drink for 2 hours, turn around, the thing blows up the mushroom cloud.
We probably shouldn't be laughing because some guy probably did about $20,000 damage to his car, but that's the way it goes sometimes. All right, you're breaking up a little bit on the cell phone, which is okay, though, because we're going to have to let you go in a couple of seconds. But, again, that's what's going on out there. The tailgating is in full force. And, again, if people want to check out your site and your stuff and maybe even submit and exchange a little bit of Chicago Bears knowledge and history and stuff like that, just remind everybody where they should go.
It's www.bearshistory.com, also ChicagoBearsweblog.com, and our pictures from our tailgate this morning are at facebook.com/Chicago Bears History. And I appreciate the time. Hope you enjoy today.
And there he goes. All right. Thanks very much, Roy Taylor, BearsHistory.com. JC Corcoran filling in for Dean Richards Sunday morning here on 720 WGN.